seeking God in verse number 6 this morning. Isaiah 55 in verse number 6. I asked the kids this morning, I said, how do you introduce your church to people, the church that you attend when you go and you invite people to church? Do you tell them, come to my dead church that I attend where I have a dead preacher and the worship team's dead and everything about it's dead, but if you'll come, you'll leave dead. Just come on to that dead church. And I asked them, I said, how do you tell folks? And they said it's exciting and it's passionate and they love people there. And that's what they shared. And I want you to know this morning, where God is, there's liberty. Where God is, there's freedom. Can I get amen? But you know, I've always been told this, and I believe this. If you don't like what's going on at your church, guess what? You're part of that church. You're part of that body. You're part of it. If it's dead, wake up. Amen? Sleeper, wake up. Wake up from where you're at. Come alive. Let the Spirit of the Lord come alive. And this morning, I believe that. And as we look into Isaiah chapter number 55 this morning, you'll see seeking God this morning. If you have your place, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Isaiah chapter number 55 and verse number 6. And the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways. Isaiah 55, verse number 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. That's the Lord says that. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I thank you for this opportunity to come once more and seek your face in spirit and in truth. Lord God, your word says that you are a spirit. And they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, I pray we be found being a church that worship in spirit and in truth. Lord God, I thank you this morning that we can seek you and we can find your face. Lord God, I would ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Everything that I would say, let it be all about you and nothing about me. Lord God, I pray this morning that you'd have your way in this service. Lord God, right now I ask you, as I've been asking in the past few weeks as I stand behind this sacred desk, Father God, that you'd send old Satan out the back door. Lord God, you'd bind him up and cast him away. Lord God, this morning that as we walked into your house that we'd worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I love you and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. Seeking God this morning. Seeking God will be the greatest adventure, the greatest trial, and the greatest path that you will ever go down. Because see, when you're seeking God, we find him all over our lives. The story was told about an old Methodist preacher. He was in Georgia and he was going to go to the maximum security there and preach to a group of men. As he walked into the maximum security, he seen an individual that he knew in the back, and he went back and talked to him. He was a high school friend that had been in there on murder charges, and he was on death row. And that man told his friend, he said, I'm here to preach the gospel. He said, well, if you don't mind, can I introduce you to these inmates, if you don't mind? The old Methodist preacher thought, well, what could it hurt? And that man stood up and he said, I want to introduce to you this morning two men. There was two men one time in the town and said both of them attended Sunday school and that both of them were seeking God and on life's highway of doing what they thought God had called them to do. And you remember that man there, he was a murderer. And he said, I want to tell you about these two men. There was one man in that Sunday school that said, Sunday school's foolish. It's not fun. It's not popular. It's not the cool thing to do. One man kept going to Sunday school and the other one fell out. And he said, this morning I want to introduce you to our speaker this morning. He's the one that didn't drop out of Sunday school. Now he's preaching God's word. He said, but I want to introduce you to the other man that dropped out, and you're looking at him. You're looking at the man that used to go to Sunday school and used to enjoy studying the word of God. He said, but friends, I want you to know, if you're not following God, you're going against God. So this morning, I want to share with you on seeking God this morning and what we see on our lives. Look with me in verse number 6. Number 1, this morning, we see God's petition all over our life. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. He says, call ye upon him while he is near. He says, we see God's petition and God's prayer all over our life. Ever since the world began, we've seen that God, he wants to have a relationship with men, women, boys, and girls. This morning, I'd say to you that all people, he wants to seek him. He wants all people to seek him this morning. He says in verse number 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. If you have your Bibles, I would ask you to turn with me to 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. I said he wants all people to seek him. In 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9, we find in the word of God what old Peter penned down here. And in 2 Peter 3, 9, talking about all people, he wants them to seek him this morning. He says there in the word of God, the Lord is not slack. Ain't you glad of that this morning, that God's not slack? Hey, I'd say to you this morning, men are slack. Men will slack in a lot of things. But I want you to know this morning on authority of God's word, hey, God ain't, he ain't never slack. Look what the Bible says. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Hey, but he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. This morning I'd say to you, he wants you to seek him and call on him while he may be found. He says this morning he wants all people to seek him. Hey, but he wants all people to call on him. In Romans 10:13, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He wants all people to seek him. He wants all people to call on him. You say, preacher, is that all he wants? He says, seek me while I may be found. Call on me while I may be near. You say, preacher, is all he wants us to do is to seek him and call upon him. Friends, if all you ever do is seek God and call upon God, it won't do you a bit of good. He says in Zechariah, if you'll be making your way there, he says he wants you to seek him. He says he wants you to call on him. Hey, but he said he wants you to turn. Friends, this morning when a man, boy, and woman, girl, whoever it may be, when they come to that place in their life and the Holy Spirit is convicting them and they call upon the name of the Lord, they seek his will on their life, they will be a turning in their life. They can't keep going the same way. There's going to be a turn. There's going to be a change. There's going to be a correction. There's going to be a confession. And I can say to you this morning, on the authority of God's word, when a man gets right with God, there is going to be a cleansing that'll take place in his life. Amen. He said God's petition on our life. He wants all men to seek him. He wants all men to call on him. Hey, but this morning in Zechariah 1:3, he wants all men to turn to him this morning. Zechariah chapter number 1 and verse number 3, the Bible says, therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me. Turn to me, turn ye unto me, said the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, said the Lord of hosts. He said, if you'll turn to me, I'll turn to you. Whoa, glory, ain't that good? If you'll turn to me, he said, I'll turn to you. This morning in the world we live in, we say we want our nation to turn to God. We say we want people to turn to God. Hey, but I'd say to you this morning, I believe, hey, that the church house needs to turn to God. Amen. Hey, the men and women of God needs to turn to God. They need to turn back to God and say, Lord God, I don't know what the government's going to send. Hey, but I know what God's going to send. Can I get an amen? Hey, he ain't come to burden you. He's come to bless you. He's come to give you life, and he's coming to give it to you more abundantly this morning. morning. The Bible says that we see God's petition and we see His prayer on our life. Hey, but that ain't where He stops at this morning, friend. Not only does He have a petition for you, Brother Hayden Nolan, hey, but I want you to know this morning, secondly, we find in Isaiah 55, He has a plan for you this morning. I thank God this morning He didn't save me without a plan. When He saved me, He gave me a plan. He gave me what He wanted me to do. This morning, I would ask you a question. Have you found God's plan on your life this morning? Boy, it was a long night last night, amen. Woo, glory to God. Me and baby, we laid down at 7:30. She said, do you think it's too early to go to bed? I said, no, it ain't too early to go to bed. Friends, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is this morning when we come to the house of God, we come seeking, we come calling, and we come turning, asking God to move in a mighty way. And He says, I got a plan I want to show you. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 7. He says, not only seek ye the Lord while He may be found, not only call ye upon the Lord, but He wants you to turn. He said, because I have a plan for you. Look in verse number 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return. There's that word. Return. Come back to God, unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon you. This morning, as we look in this text, not only God's petition on our life, but God's plan on our life. His plan is to have mercy on us. We find that in verse number 7. Do you know everybody that's under the sound of my voice this morning? God's gave you mercy this morning. He's giving you grace this morning. He's not giving you nothing else but mercy, and He's giving you grace this morning. You look around this room, and there's little babies all over this room. Friends, I want you to know that didn't come from some evolution. That didn't come from some Big Bang theory. I don't care what they teach. Them babies, you know where they come from? Hey, they come from God and God alone. Hey, this morning He says, I got a plan for you, and that plan is to show you mercy, and that plan is to show you grace this morning. The plan is to have mercy, and the plan, look here in the same verse, number 7, that plan is that He will abundantly pardon you. And right here, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to give it to you. This is, woo, glory. He's not only going to show you mercy, Brother Jake, and grace, but He's going to abundantly pardon you and I and everybody else in this building if we turn and call on the name of the Lord. Said back in the old day in Greek terms, let me give you this, and I want to slow down. His plan is to abundantly pardon you and I. When Jesus in John chapter number 19 and verse number 30, when He called out on the cross and He said, it is finished. He said, it is finished. What is it? That sacrifice that needed to be took care of, that blood cleansing, that blood sacrifice, the sins of all mankind has been taken care of on the cross of Calvary. There has been a payment that has been made. They said there's a Greek word that would be used there, and that Greek word would be this, teletestai. That would be the word that would be used there. Teletestai would be the word that would be used in the Greek. And He got there, and let me give you this. It would be this, telestai. That's it. It is finished. In John 19:30, when He used the word telestai, in the Greek word it means it is finished or it is paid in full. When He cried out on the cross and He said it is finished, He said teletestai. It is finished. For my people there at Union Chapel, you tell them it was finished on the cross at Calvary. This morning I want to report to you on August the 27th, 2007, when He saved my soul, He wrote across my salvation, teletestai, it is finished. I've been pardoned and I've been set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And He had a plan for me, and He's got a plan for you this morning. Teletestai. They said what would happen there when that word would be used. Said that there was a man there and he was a slave, or if he had been locked up for something on the back of that door, on them old prison doors, when they close them behind him, they have a list of the wrongs that he done. Friends, I don't know if there's a door big enough to put the sins I've done on it, but I do know this, there's enough blood to save me from a devil's hell, and His name is Jesus this morning. Woo! Just sit there. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Just sit there. Just calm down. Don't get excited. Let me tell you this. He saved you, son. He saved me from a devil's hell. He saved every one of you if you've called on the name of Christ. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Woo! Teletestai. Everything that was against me, everything that was written, Brother J.D., from the top to the bottom, He took care of it on the cross of Calvary.
Just sit there, son. Boy, if that don't get you pumped going, you ain't going to get going. He forgave us on the cross. He said, I got a plan for you. I've prayed for you. I have a petition for you. And I got a plan I want you to do in your life. And this morning when he wrote that on my door and he sealed that on my heart, this morning it doesn't matter what comes my way, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, whoever this morning is sitting here, Lord God, they need a touch. They've been whole. They've been awesome. Lord God, just touch their life. Lord God, touch their life. Let them know right now that you're praying for them and you got a petition for them. And you got a plan for them. Lord God, just use that plan in their life. Father, thank you for intervening at this moment. In Jesus' name. Let's keep going. Oh, glory to God. God's prayer on our life. He has a plan on our life. That plan is to have mercy. That plan is to pardon abundantly. Abundantly. Abundantly pardon you. Pardon. Have you ever been... Has teletestai been written across your life? Answer that right now. Answer that. Has it been written? Your old accusers are bringing stuff up, but is it written on your life that God has forgiven me? There's not a sin he can't forgive. It's written on that cross. He died on that cross for you and I. Man, as I study this week, seeking God, I see God's prayer all over my life. I see God's petition all over my life. I see it all over my life. Oh, but I also see his plan all over my life. The plan is to give us an expected end. Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, the Bible says, for I know the thoughts, or I know the plans. Ain't you glad? I'm glad God knows my plans. My plans is not to stand here. You know what my plans is, Brother Harold? Let me give it to you. You know what my plans is? I want to drink them on long neck Budweiser's. Just keep on sitting there. We're going to preach for a little while, then we'll go on. Boy, if I could do what I want to do, I'd want to drink beer every single day, do dope every single day, go to work, get up, and do it all over again the next day. Now, that's what the world tells you is a fun day. But God said, let me tell you what I know's even better. I got plans for you, old boy. And if you will get under subjection and you will surrender unto me, call on my name, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, then will I from heaven show you that plan. Don't you expect God to show you your plan when you ain't seeking his face and you ain't turned from your ways. If don't you be expecting no plan to just jump in your lap if you're still living with the world. You see, he says, for I know the plans. How are you going to reveal that plan to me, God? When you call on the name of the Lord, you seek his face, and you turn from your wicked ways. I'm trying to be calm this morning. Well, I love you. But I'm going to tell you something. You ask that woman right there, son. I was rough to live with. I was rough. We're just going to leave her. I was rough to live with. Rough. She'd be the only woman in the house and every one of my buddies. Y'all ain't got no place to party. Come on over. We come on over here. Rough. And God saved me. I ain't done nothing. All I done is turn and seek him. He was calling on me and I turned and looked at him. I went the other way. I said, I'm going to follow Jesus. I have decided. Don't you believe in that irresistible grace? Don't you think you got a choice? You don't have a choice. You got a choice. You can either accept him or reject him. You get away from that other stuff where they say, hey, you don't have a will. Hey, you don't have a choice. Hey, you don't have a thought pattern. Friends, this morning you can do what you want to do, and I advise you to follow Jesus Christ. He says, I have this for you. I've prayed for you. I have a petition for you, and I have a plan for you. I never thought my plans would be standing behind a sacred desk. I never thought my plans would be here. See, it ain't my plans. He said, for I know the plans. I know what I have for you. If you'll just get on board with me, I'll show you everything I got. This morning, if you're looking for that plan, just get on board. He'll reveal it to you. He'll show it to you. And when you say, it can't be me, I'm not worthy, that's who he's wanting to use. That's who he's wanting to use. That one here this morning is unworthy. He's wanting to use you. He's wanting to use you. That one's unworthy. You don't fit the qualifications. You don't fit nothing. So while we're reading the Word of God, there's one right there. Except you turn. Start following Christ.
Simon the Cyrenian, when he was coming out and Jesus was going in, they compelled him to tote the cross. Simon's going his way. Next thing I know, he's turning his way. He's toting the cross of Jesus Christ. There's a turn. He's going the other way. This morning, he said that he has that provision on your life. He's got that prayer. He's got that plan on your life. For I know the thoughts of the plans that I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. He says when we start seeking God and we find in our life he's all over us, number one, we see God's prayer on our life. Number two, we see God's plan on our life. And number three, we see God's persistence on our life. You cannot do the ministry. You cannot be a Christian in your own strength. You will fizzle and quit going. If you come to this place under your own power and you get to where you don't have no persistence, it's because God, man, you're lacking on God. Let's be honest with you. He says this morning, look what he says here. He says God's, in verse number 9, God's persistence on your life. In verse number 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says this morning that God's persistence on our life, he gives us the ability to push on. He gives us the ability to push on. Who in here has been ready to give up in times in their life? Just ready to throw in the towel. Just throw it in, it's over with. But something on the inside, nothing from you. Something mustered up on the inside, nothing of you. Something on the inside come alive and said, just keep pushing on. Something on the inside said, just keep on. He said he gives you the ability to push on, the ability to keep on, and don't get distracted. Because in Philippians, if you'll turn with me there in chapter number 3 and verse number 14. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 14. Philippians 3 and verse number 14. Oh, man. When you realize God's got, hey, man, he's got his petition and he's praying for you and he's got a plan laid out for you, you'll start being persistent on that goal that he's given you to do and you'll start walking that path. God's persistence on your life. Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said he just kept pushing on. He kept pushing on. Paul said, I press toward that prize that for the mark, that mark that I'm reaching. Stories told about an old man, old farmer man. He was there in the community and he had an old well. Had an old well there in the farm. And he had an old dog there. He said the old well wasn't worth much, about knee deep of water, a little less than that. He said the old dog fell in the well. Said the old dog fell down in that well and the old man looked down and he said, well, the well ain't worth much. He looked down, he said, well, that old dog, he ain't worth much. So might as well kill two birds with one stone. I'll just throw dirt over and kill the dog and cover the well. So the old man got there digging, Brother Les, and he'd stick his foot in there and he'd dip it down in there. He kept doing that for a little while and he heard something. And he looked down and every time there'd be a scoop that go in that well, that old dog would shake it off. He noticed that old dog was doing something every time he'd just shake it off. He was climbing his way out. Said the old man, look down. Let me cover this up so we don't get too loud. Said the old man, look down. He said, hey, just keep shaking it off. Just keep shaking it off. It's going to be okay. Said he got shoveling down in there. Just keep shaking it off. If I can give you anything this morning, whatever comes your way this week, whatever comes your way this year, whatever comes your way, just keep shaking it off. It's going to be a day. It'll be worth it all. Just keep shaking it off. Amen. Said that old man, it wasn't but a little bit, and that old dog, there he was, standing up on top of that old well. You know what he did? He grabbed that old dog up and started loving on that dog. He said, son, I sure am glad that you just shook it off. This morning, right where you're at, if you ain't going to hit your neighbor, just say, shake it off. I ain't believing it. All right, here we go. I ain't believing this. You need to shake it off. Y'all ain't had a perfect week. It ain't been all roses, son. Don't think it has been. If it last week was good, this week may be bad. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Whatever comes my way, I'm just going to shake it off. You know, it blows my mind, Brother J.D. I go to Sullivan's Blue Devil football game, and I see some of these folks over there, and they act like a bunch of wild Indians. And I've heard it said before, they come to the house of God and they act like a bunch of wooden Indians. Is he talking about me? Just don't make eye contact and it'll be okay. You got to use the bathroom? I think I do. What about you? We both can't go at the same time. Folks, this ain't nothing but a pep rally for Jesus, by the way. It's nothing more. It's nothing. We've come to worship. And how we worship, we love God. We love Him. He's done so much for us. He said there, though, He said not only is it the prayer that He's put on our life, not only has He got a plan for you that He's going to work out, and it's going to work if you're just getting His will. He said you can be persistent about that. You say, preacher, what good were persistence? How do I keep that where it needs to be and let God be where He needs to be? I'm going to show you the fourth thing. He said He'll give you a passion. He'll give you a passion for something that you love. A passion. Once you turn to God, and man, he's lined it up, giving you a plan that you're walking down life's road. Man, you start being persistent in what God's called you to do. Now, I'm going to tell you, Satan's going to throw things. I've got to tell you this. I can't lie to you. I'll never lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Satan's going to throw things your way. And the closer you get to your plan that God's got for your life, the more stuff's coming. More stuff's coming. Me and Kaylee's riding a bicycle to Mama's one day. I got to tell this. I don't even know where she's at. She's in here somewhere. If not, you better go get her. I told them, make your kids come to church. Glory to God. I love the Lord. But anyway, let me get on with it. We was going to Mama's and we was pedaling. There's a dog down yonder. And she said, Daddy! I was a hello. I said, what? She said, you see that dog? What am I going to do? I said, you better get to pedaling. Wait on me. I said, listen, if I can outrun that one, he ain't coming after me. Let me give you this morning. Satan's coming after you this week. He's coming after you. Brother Neil, it's like on football field when you run the ball. That linebacker's coming after you. He don't want but one thing from you. He wants to take your head off right at the shoulder. That's all he wants. He's wanting you dead. He said, what do I do, preacher? What do you do when they come after you? Just keep running. You just keep running. You keep running to God. You keep running to the cross. You keep running to the blood. You keep running to Jesus. You just keep running, 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 running. And it won't be long you'll see that passion come alive in your life. Let me show you this, and we're going to close right here. Isaiah 55, he says he has a passion on our life. Isaiah 55, if you'll turn with me there to finish up. Isaiah 55 and verse number 11, the Bible says, Isaiah 55 and verse number 11. Here's that passion that he has when we see God's passion all over our life. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. You know, when I stand here and preach, it's not my word, it's his word. It's his word. You put me in a room full of scholars and I'm the most uneducated man you'll ever find in your life. You put me in a room full of electronics, I'm the most uneducated man you ever find in your life. But you give the Holy Ghost the freedom to speak through you, and he'll confuse the wise. He'll confuse the wise. When you say, I can't, just remember, he can. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. This morning, we love God. That passion is when we love God, we serve God, and we surrender our life to God. Why do we do that? Why do we seek God? Because it shows all over you. It shows all over you. Nobody's got to tell what you've been doing with God. You tell it yourself. When I walk up in the middle of a conversation, whoever I'm with, I can tell exactly what they got on their mind when I walk up. I can tell when I walk up, you can too. When you walk up, you can tell exactly what's going on when you walk in a conversation. You walk around a man of God very long and he don't bring up the man, Christ Jesus. He's in the bucket somewhere, but he's on down the list a little ways. He said, I want you to seek me. I want you to find me. Folks, this morning I want you to know he's not hiding from nobody. He's right there, wide open, plain view. And he is saying this morning to somebody in this room this morning, man, I have prayed for you and I'm praying for you and I want this plan to work in your life so great and magnify it in your life so great. And I want you to get to where you're persistent in what I've called you to do. And I want my passion to be nothing more and nothing less than Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Have a passion for him like never before. Have a passion for him like never before. You know he knows your name. He written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. When you called on him and he saved you, he written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thought about this week as I studied the scripture. Lazarus come forth. Lazarus was dead. Been in the tomb 4 days, dead. Stinketh by now. Well, preacher, when you die, they ain't going to know you. Okay. Preacher, when you get to... Okay. But I do know this. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and he stinketh by now. And he was in that tomb. And you know what Jesus didn't do? He didn't say, hey, dead man, come out of that tomb. This morning, he didn't say, hey, dead man, bound up, come on out of that tomb. He said, Lazarus. He knew him by name. He knew him by name when he called him out of that tomb. This morning, I don't know who it's for, but you do. This morning, I would ask you a question. You're saved in here this morning, but you say, preacher, I got to have a little bit more. I might as well get that altar. He's calling your name. He's praying for you this morning. Devil's coming against you. He's beating you. He's praying for you, though, and telling you, hey, it's okay. He said, I got a plan for you. And you know when he lays that plan out before you, he is persistent about making it come to pass in your life. Man, he keeps on and on and on and on and won't let you get no rest in that because he's persistent as well. And he says, I want you to know I have a passion this morning. And you know who our passion, God's passion is? It's you and I. He never sent his son to die on that cross for not one storm that was in your life. And it was windy last night. You know, he didn't send Jesus to the cross to die for my home, my cars, nothing. He sent Jesus to the cross to die for me and to die for you. And when you start seeking God, you'll see him all over your life. In the Bible, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Psalm 19:1 says that the Lord, let's look at it, Psalm 19:1. I do not want to misquote this, Psalm 19:1. I do not want to misquote this. May not even be Psalm. Old devil come against you, son. Look at Psalm 19:1. Yeah, there it is. Psalm 19:1. You can see it all over. You can see his mercy and grace all over everything. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. This morning I see God all over this place. This morning if you need to do business, come to this old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. If you're saved in here and you're miserable, hey, come to this altar. Get back, let's get where it needs to be. This morning here if you're lost, come to this altar and get saved. Whatever you need this morning, he is the one that will provide it in your life. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you so much. Father, I thank you for the cross of Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, this morning, I thank you that we have an opportunity to seek you this morning, seek your face. Lord God, you're so passionate toward us. And you're so persistent in the plan that you have for us, that you pray for us. You're not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. this morning I pray your mercy and your goodness all over this congregation. Have your will and way in this service. Bless these people. And Lord God, I thank you that my payment's been met at the cross of Calvary. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said,